We hear in the book of Nehemiah that when they heard the law, the people were saddened and they were afraid and frightened, and they kept trying to convince them, you can't be sad. You have to rejoice, right? You have to rejoice. This day is holy to our Lord. And that what God is revealing to us is not to sadden us, but to help us rejoice. The responsorial psalm, we repeat it over and over. The precepts of the Lord are right. They give joy to the heart. The precepts of the Lord give joy to the heart. Do we believe that? And do we experience that? That what has been revealed to us by God and safeguarded in the life of the church is to give joy to the heart. I had meetings last night with the parents for First Communion and confirmation, and I told them, to, especially with the second graders, to really take advantage of how willing they are to learn prayers. Most of us don't learn new prayers when we get older, right? We learned them. Most of our go-to prayers are the ones we learned when we were in second grade, third grade, right? We still pray them, and that's a beautiful thing, right? And so to really take advantage of it, I told them the story when I was a little guy, I'm young as a 12, and so mom didn't have much time to herself, but in the evenings, she usually go into the living room, close the door, and she'd get a half hour by herself. But of course, since I was the youngest, I got to go in there, and I would kneel on the floor and look at this little crucifix that was on the wall, and I'd have her give me prayers to say, and I would just keep begging her, give me another one, while she ran out of prayers. So she had me pray the Ten Commandments, and I prayed the Ten Commandments as a prayer all the way through until I went to the seminary, actually, and we went around the room one day and just tell people what prayers we prayed. And I said the Ten Commandments, and they all laughed. They weren't actually laughing at me. They just were surprised. But I stopped praying them because I thought, that mustn't be a prayer. But it wasn't such a bad thing in college, huh, before I went to the seminary to pray the Ten Commandments every night before going to bed. That's a pretty good reminder, right, for college. But it's so often, huh, that we think that the commandments of God are a bad thing, that they're not a prayer. They're not to give joy to the heart. That they're not something to save us and set us free and give us new life. That we sometimes can think of God's law as a burden, as something to take joy out of our lives, something to make us miserable, that we're supposed to be miserable here on earth, and then we'll be happy in heaven. No, it's heaven, all the way to heaven, right? And that we're to experience God's goodness in everything that he gives us. And so to ask Jesus to help us in those things that can seem like a burden in the teachings of God, of Christ, to help us to experience them as joy.